Our text for this morning is the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel chapter 33, verses 7 through 9. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, when's the last time you saw a watchman? Well, if you did, even it probably wasn't the kind standing above a city gate on a wall that Ezekiel might have seen, but this time of year, you may have seen a watchman holding up a sign like this: school crossing guards who watch the traffic and watch out for students are watchmen. They tell the students to stop if it's not safe, and then they tell the cross traffic to stop so that it is safe for them to cross. As we celebrate the beginning of school and Sunday school, God tells us that we, like Ezekiel, are watchmen. We have a responsibility to watch out for children, like a crossing guard might. We are to, first of all, watch carefully what's going on around us. We need to watch the world and watch God's word. We need to say, stop, when it's not safe. We need to warn the wicked to stop. But God also says, stop to what threatens us, so that we can safely go to the cross. We need the way of God's deliverance. Let's think first about how we need to watch the world and God's word. God says to Ezekiel, you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. Well, it may seem obvious, but a watchman's first job is simply to watch. Crossing guards, for example, need to watch in more than one direction. Like Ezekiel, we are responsible for keeping our eyes open and for watching. We need to watch in two directions. We need to watch the world, but we also need to watch God's word. In Ezekiel's day, watchmen were posted especially to watch out for enemies that may be all around. We are surrounded by dangers in our world. Not just enemies that would attack us or accidents that would hurt us, but temptations that would cause us to hurt ourselves. Now, we've gotten used to all kinds of warnings from scientists and from doctors, warnings about things that are dangerous for us. Air pollution, water pollution, foods that you might eat, global warming, fattening stuff, high cholesterol. In fact, there are so many warning labels on things, we might get to the point where we just start ignoring all of the warnings. But even more dangerous than what might go into our mouth or into our nose is what comes in through our eyes and our ears. Not just ultraviolet rays and deafening noises, but pornography, profanities, lies, temptations to selfishness and to prejudice. God says, watch out. Don't get distracted. Don't get desensitized by things that look fun or feel good or the consequences seem so far away so that you don't notice the danger to yourself and to others. Because of the dangers all around us, like Ezekiel, we also need to listen to the words of God's mouth. God's word tells us what's right and what's wrong. Many of the dangers around us can be recognized only in the light of the truth of God's word. Paul says, even though you can look around you and you can see that murder or stealing is obviously wrong, he says, I wouldn't have realized it was wrong to covet, except God's word told me, you shall not covet. lust and greed seem so harmless, but they're not. Another thing that God shows us is that besides the consequences of evil that we see in this world, the way we make ourselves sick or ruin people's lives, there are eternal consequences of sin. God says, "Watch out for my punishment and for separation from me that happens when my punishment doesn't wake you up to the dangers." Because we live in this world, we can't just ignore it. It will have its effects on us. But we must be careful not just to mindlessly absorb everything that we find around us. Ezekiel would say, think about it. Think about that show or that video or that song or that advice or opinion column or that advertisement. What is that saying? Is that really true? Be a watchman. Be aware of the good, but also the bad and the consequences. But we are to do more than just watch and see these things for ourselves. We're responsible for helping others to see them. We're to stand up in front of those who are about to step into danger and say, "Stop!" We need to warn the wicked to stop. God tells Ezekiel, "If I say to the wicked, 'O wicked one, you shall surely die,' and you do not seek to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand." In schools these days, there is a lot of testing. And it's not just to see how the students are doing, it is also to see how the teachers are doing and the school itself. Schools are being held responsible for student achievement, even though there's a lot of things and factors that they don't have any control over. God says we are responsible as watchmen for those who are around us, even though we don't have control of how they respond to our warning. We're responsible, however, for how we deliver the message, for making sure that it's loud and clear and true. This is one reason our church has a school and has classes that we do. We're responsible for our children and for others and what they learn about what's good and right and what's bad and what's wrong. Parents, you're responsible for what your children are being taught. All of us, we're responsible for the children that are in our church and in our community and what's being taught. The gospel reading reminds us that if we don't feel the weight of responsibility for our children, we may as well have the weight of a millstone tied around our neck and be thrown into the ocean. Every single one of those children, it reminds us, is God's precious lamb. In some schools, children themselves learn to be crossing guards. They learn to be part of a safety patrol. They learn to watch and look for danger themselves, and to look out for each other. That's what we want to do. We want to train our children to be spiritual watchmen as well, so that each one of us is able to, as the gospel reading pictures, to go to a brother or a sister and say, "Watch out, that's dangerous, don't go there." It would be easy for us to see all the sin and the problems in our world and just shake our heads and think, "Well, that's a shame. I'm glad I'm not like that." It would be easy for us as we look at people whose lives are full of problems to think about, well, what they did wrong that might lead to those problems, and not stop to think about what we should have done to help them not have those problems or do those things. What we should have done to help. What we can do as watchmen. And what God does for us, however, is more than just say stop when there's danger. There is also a time when crosswalk guards say go. There is a time for us to go to the cross of Jesus, because we need the way of deliverance. Ezekiel says, "If you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul." But what if the wicked, including us, do repent and turn from the evil way? Ezekiel goes on to say in verses after this, he won't be punished. He won't die. If we don't warn other people of danger, the guilt is on us. But when anyone is warned of sin and stops, all the guilt goes on Jesus. God does not hold us responsible for what other people do wrong. Instead, Jesus has come to take the responsibility for what all of us do wrong, including our failures to be good watchmen. Jesus has come to step out in front of sin and death for us and say, stop. Stop. To die for us. To take all the punishment we deserve, to give us his free forgiveness. And so we have another warning to listen to and to share with others. Don't think that you can ever avoid sin enough, or that you can ever do enough good things for other people that you can deliver your own soul and totally be free of sin and guilt. The only way this can ever happen is by the free gift of the grace of God. And so as watchmen, we stand and watch as God defeats all of our enemies for us. We have this wonderful good news to announce. When our brother sins against us and repents, we can say, your sins are forgiven. I forgive you. God forgives you. Because Jesus now says, stop to all of our fear and our guilt and our shame. He says, stop to the attacks of sin and death and the devil. He says, stop to death and eternal damnation. And when he's doing this, he's saying to us, go. Go. Go to the cross. Here he's holding out his arms for us so that we can safely cross over to be with our loving Father. God doesn't want to do anything to keep us or our children from him. This is why he calls us to watch over one another. We need to watch. We need to watch the world, and we need to watch God's word. We need to know God's truth so that we can be aware of the dangers that are coming at us from every direction. And then we need to warn the wicked to stop. We're especially responsible for teaching our children and training them also to be watchmen for others. But then we need the way of God's deliverance. Most of all, we need Jesus watching over us to deliver us from death and every danger by dying in our place so we can safely walk with him now and forever. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.